Hello, and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 16th of February, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by senior editor Bill Bowen. Welcome to the podcast, Bill.
Glad to be here, David.
Bill covers the U.S. chlorovinyls markets for ISIS, and today he's here to talk about the U.S. polyvinyl chloride, a.k.a. PVC market. If you could, Bill, what's the recap from the end of 2016, and where are we now 2 months into 2017?
Well, 2016 ended with a number of price increases having been taken in the domestic market and rising prices in global markets, mostly on demand increases in Asia and upward prices in Asia. Naphtha cost increases in China and in Europe also have helped make U.S. material more competitive in export markets. So it's sort of the whole market is following oil and naphtha upward and giving U.S. producers greater margin.
What will change in the market in the immediate future, say springtime?
Right. Well, in the short term, we have China having just returned from Lunar New Year celebrations. So the export market activity is just picking up this week. And we anticipate greater demand, greater volumes in exports, and higher prices. Prices went up $20 to $30 a ton for February. Producers have contract price increase proposals in the market for February as well, for 3 cents a pound or $66 a metric ton. That'll be decided at the end of the month. So we expect prices to continue rising as the market gets ready for the spring beginning of the construction season. The producers will get the resins out to the compounders and processors who make the plastics products, and they'll want to be ready by April for the expected pickup in spring construction season, which is where the greatest demand for PVC is. Much of PVC goes to making siding, decking, window and door profiles, as well as water pipe. So all those things are pretty much tied to construction and manufacturing.
Are PVC feedstocks playing a role in any of that?
They have been, David. The cracker turnarounds in the U.S. have limited ethylene availability. And so that has driven the price of the feedstock up. So producers are anxious to get some margin relief. The feedstock costs rose in December and January without the PVC producers able to get some relief. So there are feelings that the 3 cents a pound increase proposed for February will likely be implemented in the market in a significant proportion.
Thanks for the update, Bill.
Thanks, David.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in Bill's markets or any of the other markets that ISIS covers, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.